Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. This week, how cartoons can tell a story or send a message, or both.
Hey, Manny! Diego! My bad mammals, gammals. Want to give a sloth a hand?
The new family movie, Ice Age, The Meltdown, is written for laughs. But some people might also see it as a serious message about the dangers of climate warming. The film brings back the animated animals from the 2002 hit movie, Ice Age. The main characters are a woolly mammoth named Manny, a sloth named Sid, and a saber-toothed tiger named Diego.
In the first movie, Manny, Sid, and Diego faced the dangers of the coming prehistoric freeze. This time, they are threatened by floods from the melting of the Ice Age. At first, the animals love the water. Later, when they discover the threat, they must warn everyone else and find a way to save their valley.
That's all part of my AccuWeather forecast. The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
The world of cartooning has changed a lot since the days when Walt Disney drew his characters by hand. Animated cartoons are especially labor-intensive. Animators create a sense of movement through a progression of many images. Each image is a little different than the one before it. Today, many animators, including the ones who made the Ice Age movies, get help from computers. But Walt Disney's work still influences modern cartooning. He started his company in 1923. He had his first big success 5 years later. He combined animation with sound in the 1928 film Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie was the first movie to star Mickey Mouse. Later came other famous Disney characters, including Donald Duck. Donald Duck is over 70 years old now, but you could never tell by looking at him. To animate something means to give it life. Animated characters can live forever, or at least as long as they stay popular.
Another form of cartooning is the comic strip. Comic strips are a drawing or a series of drawings that present a situation or tell a little story. Comic strips are usually good for a laugh or at least a smile. American newspapers commonly publish a page or more of them each day. These are usually black and white drawings. Sunday funnies are often published in color. Readers of all ages enjoy the comics in the newspaper. On television, cartoons used to be thought of as mainly for children. But times have changed. For example, Cartoon Network says one-third of the people who watch its programs are over the age of 18. So it offers special late-night programming called Adult Swim. These cartoons are meant to appeal to what it calls a grown-up sense of humor and other adult sensibilities. One of the shows, The Boondocks, is based on a newspaper comic strip.
I am the stone that the builder refused.
The Boondocks is the story of Huey and Riley, two young African-American boys. They come from a rough part of Chicago, Illinois, Now, they live with their grandfather in a mainly white community. The characters are known for their sharp observations about life there and life in general. Huey speaks his mind like a revolutionary.
I'm the founder of 23 different radical leftist organizations, including the African Fighting Racism and Oppression, or AFRO, if you will, the Black Revolutionary Organization, or BRO.
The Boondocks often deals with issues of race and social justice. The strip is more political than most comic strip readers are used to. Some think it is great. Others think it goes too far. The Boondocks appears in about 350 newspapers. Aaron Magruder is the cartoonist who created it. In March, he suspended the strip temporarily. Aaron Magruder plans to take a break until October. Every well needs refreshing, he says.
Peanuts is an example of a more traditional comic strip. Charles Schulz is the artist who created Charlie Brown and Snoopy the Dog and all their friends. Charles Schulz died in 2000, but the cartoons he drew are still being repeated. The humor is timeless. Many readers also enjoy comics like Garfield and Friends. Garfield is a fat cat who likes thinking of food and making fun of his owner. And some readers never miss Dennis the Menace. This single drawing cartoon is about a 5-year-old boy. Dennis is always causing trouble for his parents and a retired neighbor, Mr. Wilson. But to his fans, since the 1950s, Dennis is always likable.
Another form of cartooning is the editorial cartoon. These express the opinion of the artist or the artist's publication. 19th century cartoonist Thomas Nast drew for Harper's Weekly and the humor magazine Puck. In his political cartoons, he drew an elephant to represent Republicans and a donkey for Democrats. Today, these animals are still used to represent the two major parties in America.
In the 20th century, cartoonists like Peter Arno, James Thurber, and Charles Adams drew for The New Yorker magazine. The New Yorker has a tradition of publishing cartoons as social commentary. Peter Arno liked to make fun of people of wealth and social position and self-importance. He drew his subjects with heavy lines. James Thurber's cartoons pointed out human weaknesses. He drew his subjects with a light touch.
James Thurber also wrote many humor books. He created the character of Walter Mitty. Walter Mitty is a mild little man who daydreams of doing exciting things. Cartoonist Charles Adams created the Adams Family. They looked like a scary family out of a horror movie. But Adams made funny situations from these strange characters. Somehow, his artistry made normal people seem strange.
Today, New Yorker cartoons are still known for their sharp humor. For example, a lawyer advises a man that the best defense in his situation is to lie. New Yorker cartoonists can find humor in almost any situation. A well-known cartoon that appeared in 1993 was drawn by Peter Steiner. two dogs are at a computer. One says to the other, "On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog."
One of America's most influential political cartoonists worked at the Washington Post for 55 years. His name was Herbert Block, but readers knew him better as Herblock, the name he used to sign his work. During the 1950s, Herblock was known for his cartoons against Senator Joseph McCarthy. McCarthy accused many people of being communists. Finally, the Senate condemned McCarthy for his actions. Over the years, Herblock won 3 Pulitzer Prizes and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He continued drawing until shortly before his death in 2001 at the age of 91.
Cartoons can make powerful statements about events. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot. That led cartoonist Bill Mauldin to draw another president who died that way. He drew the statue of Abraham Lincoln in Washington. In the cartoon, President Lincoln is crying. Almost 40 years later, in 2001, cartoonist drew the Statue of Liberty crying in New York Harbor. That was after the September 11th attack on the nearby World Trade Center.
Cartoons can make people sad. They can also make them angry. Last September, a newspaper in Denmark published cartoons that insulted Muslims. Other newspapers later republished these cartoons. Protests and deadly riots took place in a number of countries earlier this year. The cartoons and the reaction led to international debate about responsibility and freedom of speech.
Cartoons can make us think. They can make us laugh. They can make us cry. Cartoons can make a difference in how we look at life. Our program was written by Geraldine Watson. Katie Weaver was our producer. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. You can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. And listen again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.